That's making me hungry. I feel like a fish almost. At least I saved it. That's a good one. Freaked me out one day because it turned red and
it said it
just sat out in the sun.
It was in the tent, you know.
If it's in the sun, it'll do that. Yeah. It's a safety deal. Yeah.
It's a good C tune.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll go get a pick. Alright. I don't know.
Texas Gales.
Yeah.
What you got? Sounds cool, man. I gotta turn it up though. Let me turn it up. So. See, y'all gotta have the with your the way they gotta do it from now on is if they can have a microphone and a camera, then why can't you have a speaker in your microphone and your camera? Hey,
it
should work. You know, you got the same things: magnets, batteries. Wires.
And I could wire that thing up. We could listen to it, but it'll sound like shit.
That's pretty funny, though. It's cool.
I've done it before.
A pick will work. Right, you can hear it good with a pick.
I know. That's great with a pick.
Just hit it, you know, harder. Yeah. Play hard. Drink some of that wine.
That's way worse.
How about, like, right here?
Yeah, sounds like it. Olé. Cha-cha-cha.
Oh, yeah.
But now Trevor's pissed because now he's got to move his camera again.
Yeah.
Hey, there's room for everybody.
This keeps changing my tune because it's like a guitar gets hot.
Yeah, it'll probably dry out a little
bit. I like that. People baby all this stuff. I don't put humidifiers in. If it's gonna do it, it's gonna do it.
That's what I
think. And then glue it back. If I can make glue.
Some cracks pop, but once you know, if that happens, you fix them and you're good. But hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people break bass fiddles more than they break fiddles.
Yeah, right.
They do. I've seen people step right through a bass fiddle while it's sitting there, like that, leg up to here in the bass fiddle.
Right.
Like, they're awkward, cumbersome.
They're just awkward, yeah.
To set
and these
around.
Little delicate things last forever, like hundreds of years. It's crazy.
Awesome. No. Are you even a friend, Jeremy?
Mickey.
Hi.
We de-bagged your hats.
Yeah, we couldn't tell what was in what.
Thank
so.
You.
I forget I usually use my iPhone as my tuner.
Yeah.
So that thing is gone. I'm glad.
I put my phone in
so I'm going to have to just tune to you guys.
I do have some electronics.
That'll work.
Till it goes, I didn't bring another battery.
Was it like...
It'll stop.
I think it's good.
It'll either cut itself off.
That was weird.
It did it to me one day, and I was like, damn. The grasshopper saw.
Some kind of tune so I could get my fingers working.
Whatever you like.
What do you got? Can you do like Big Sandy River or something like that?
I'd love it.
What chord is that?
It's key of A. So we use the capo up. And it's just 1, 5.
What's the melody? Oh, I could think of it.
Yeah, maybe you can
know. That's a hard part of the river.
Yeah, right.
That's a cloudy day.
Alright, you ready?
Thank you.
Tunes go well along the river, usually.
Yes, they do. What kind of guitar is that, Nikki?
You know, my guitar player, Darren, just got this for me. I have a market for him that I usually
Uh-oh, party fell.
I was like, I want a nylon string guitar that just
I like
feels
it.
More like...
What's happening?
Sounds good.
Nikki,
can we get some beers for you?
It doesn't stand in real well, is the problem.
I like it.
It's
beautiful.
Yeah,
it
I like
suits you,
yeah.
You know. I always like little guitars, you know.
And the nylon string, you're thinking of
I'm thinking of, and when you plug them in, man, like, Jerry Reed used to have a really great.
I love that sound.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you can get that old boogie sound going out of that little nylon.
Yeah, well, I could use some advice. I would love a little, some
tips. Oh, I never play them. I like the sound of
them. Intrigued by it. It's a really cool inlay.
That's pretty.
You know what year it is?
You know, I know it's German. He didn't know the year. He found it in a thrift store. It was really cute. He gave it to me and he wrote up like this whole little thing about it.
I looked right at the sun when I looked up at you. I was like, whoa, what?
That's a nice
coat.
Very nice.
Can I smell it?
Yeah.
Alex, yeah.
Because my aura is so bright.
Yeah, dude. I was like, whoa.
It's windy. You know, kind of neutral. Sometimes
yeah, it's called a little first story.
Yeah, I like that. I like the musky, sticky smell.
Right.
Picking on the middle fork.
We're doing
it's
it.
Happened.
Chosen speed. Sunday, so.
One day, birthday, two.
I'll say that one.
5 days of music. It's a lot of music.
It is.
There's a lot of tunes I want to play too, but I'm not ready to play them.
Yeah, right, it's, we got to ease into this. Yeah,
it's like warm up.
Yeah.
It's making dinner music.
Yeah.
It's not dinner music, it's making dinner music.
Right.
Yeah,
you can get rowdy at some point.
No, I might need to take a picture of that.
Thanks, man. You check this out? You check this thing out? Yeah. Give that a run.
Give that a run. I like that.
How's it going?
Good.
Refreshing swim. So good. Been good for you?
Oh, right.
Strings came back alive. I thought they were dead.
My nose hornpipe? Is that what you're getting
at? You know what? I don't know if I officially
played,
know
that
one.
You almost played it right
really?
There. Really? Yeah.
Do you know it?
It was pretty close. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just kind of...
I played that one.
It's sort of... It's a fiddle tune. It's a mandolin tune, actually.
Oh, yeah? it's another notey little number. I like it, though.
No, it's a... you like A, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Mandolins and fiddles like A.
Thank you.
Well, somebody did it one time and it stuck. Daddy, daddy, daddy.
It's a pretty sassy little lick, isn't it? Yeah.
I bet Basser did it. He's probably the one that made it stick. He had a lot of this. Go on.
I love you. But maybe it's floating.
It might be floating. To get that like proper.
Get Dustin to sing. What was he saying? He would sing goofball.
You know, Dustin.
Yeah, for sure.
So we should get him.
Oh, I know. He's all about it.
We play it normal for a minute, you know. And get the stomp going.
Nikki, you're just in time.
Thank you.
It's a cool version.
That's way that. Cool. What's the name of that tune? I forget.
Leather Britches.
Yeah. Danny Nicely, he put that part. He's like, well, you can play the same thing over this.
Great.
It's a cool progression. Pretty feel good music.
He calls it his Michael Martin Murphy version.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great description.
Yeah, statement, or is it about beans?
We call it
these dried beans. It's a very old country method of drying pole beans called leather britches, and then you rehydrate them in the winter.
You string them up on like
a sewer
line, and then string them up.
And you have a
big old tall thing of beans, and you just string them up straight, you know, just stick a needle through them with sewing. Thread.
Yeah. Like a string.
And then you just hang them up, and then, you know, by Thanksgiving or Christmas, you got dried beans, and they taste completely different.
They call them
shucky beans or leather britches.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, they great.
Texture and nutty flavor.
Yeah, what does it taste like?
It dries out nutty, and the inside beans, like the white beans on a pole bean, they taste good.
They taste so good. It's very nice. It's different from a fresh bean, you know.
What part of the country are these beans out of?
Virginia. Kentucky. And
mountains.
You cook the whole bean down.
Yeah.
What's the bean called again?
Well, they're white half runners. They're pole beans, so they're not like string beans or.
Yeah, there's bush beans that grow in the bush, bush style, but there's ones that climb poles and stuff, and they get all like.
Where you have the inside white bean, and you know you eat the green part, but there's a nice white bean
inside
it.
But you can also eat the green part.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But do some people not?
It's not like a normal green bean.
It's all together.
Sort of a thinner, like the peas. What are they called when you get them? When you grow
like
those
spring
peas.
Yeah, you know how when
it's
you get
it's got sort of that type of skin to it.
You eat both the snap piece, the little thing falls out, but you eat it too.
Yeah.
Pretty freaky. It's something you can do. Have a late harvest on them and eat them later.
That sounds awesome.
It's old stuff.
Now you cook it all back down with
farm table
water
soon.
And potatoes and ham.
It might be me.
I might just be like, look, guys.
That bad.
Yeah, buddy. That sounds awesome.
Another method.
Sounds like a good way to just like calm down.
Yeah. One day I want to learn to, you know, knit or something. And this is very soothing and relaxing. When I love processing garden stuff anyway. You know.
Yeah. Gardening's fun.
Do you guys pickle?
I do.
I don't like pickles.
He doesn't eat pickled things.
I don't like vinegar.
But he'll shoot the, you know.
I shoot a shot of apple cider vinegar usually every morning.
Because he knows it's healthy for him.
Oh, that's good.
And I like that. And honey, you know, I do that. But I cannot stand it. It's the worst
thing
I've ever done.
He's gripping the, like,
counter. I'm like, okay, you dirty bastard.
Why are you doing this?
Ah,
it's good for me.
It's good.
Did anybody bring any? And we can watch Larry.
Man, apple cider vinegar makes me have
I've noticed the effects of how good it is.
Like a shot?
Yes.
Full on?
Well, dilute it then. That's what I say. Just dilute it. Why? You don't have to shoot it.
That's a good idea, but that's like old school.
You just have to get it over with.
I've seen that. Like Bragg's. That's cool. That's great.
That's what we get.
Yeah, it's
with the mother. It's got the mother.
It's got the mother in it. Pretty nice.
Yeah. I left it back in my camp. I'm going to have to go get it.
Apparently,
I'll wash
me
one
getting
and set
a,
me up.
A wine glass is a good move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was very smart.
I like these, and when I see them, I buy them. They're plastic, you know.
Oh, yeah, those are all really smart. You think they're glass?
And they got a little indentation. I should have bought a bunch, but they're at the store up there in town.
Yeah.
That was smart of you. This is actually okay, too, because
it
keeps it cold.
Right. Oh, that's the... thing he gave us.
Uh-huh.
In my bag.
It's just like to go from wine to coffee. You just get your little boiling water in there.
There you go.
Little tea water.
Right.
I cannot seem to escape the sun.
I know I'm back in it too.
You guys are
moving
down.
you need to follow the shadow this way.
I know.
Keegrass ended up with a Syrah or a Pinot?
Pinot. Believe.
In a measuring cup. Syrah. There you go.
I will wash this as soon as
I can. Take a little snort of that. Make sure that isn't good cooking wine.
I like your style.
Hey there, Dustin. I got to get a picture of you with the two bottles of wine.
Bobby would be good cooking wine.
Decent drinking wine, too? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Tell me when, because I'll just keep going.
That's probably good.
Look,
thank you
can
very
measure
much.
It.
3/4 cup.
That's it. That's what you need.
Let's just start with that. Right. I got all night.
So. Let's set this in the shade.
That's a good idea. Need two more bottles of wine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Is that a Demi Lou?
Emmy Lee did it.
Thanks, Dustin.
Delbert. Well, yeah, I like
you that. Brought a couple
I brought about four or five bottles.
Yeah, we bought some bottles and we're sharing.
Yeah, so whoever and whenever, however.
Red.
I just, the only one I walked in on later is the Saint Chapelle.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the Saint Chapelle.
Okay. Yeah, the mother, the motherland one.
Yeah.
Your father in law still got some great
time. Yeah. Yeah, he's growing right now.
They're doing okay?
They're doing good, apparently. Cool. I'm glad to hear it, actually.
That was the picking of the bass drum.
He's
trying to fatten you up.
I'm down to slow her down. She wants to play too fast.
Well, I just have a high sense of cooking.
You can cook on
same grill, all that.
I do.
I don't normally eat all kinds of meat, but I'm just living it up.
Yeah. Are you allergic?
No, just it's a high sensitivity.
I prefer to eat like vegetarian, but I'll eat turkey, white meat.
Yeah.
And I'll have
I just
steak
found that
like
out.
Once in a while. Like, I'll have a hamburger once. I just had a hamburger in wherever I was.
Out here, they do
in
meat good. You know.
Yeah. And it was like a glass of red wine.
No winners.
Why deny yourself?
Exactly. Hamburger.
If it's quality.
I just two of them at a time, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know if eating McDonald's.
That's a double.
No. We were on our way here. What was that town? Rexburg.
Rexburg.
The town of Rexburg was completely closed.
The whole town?
The whole
I never
town.
Seen it.
Except in Rexburg?
And McDonald's.
What was going
well,
on?
We don't even know if McDonald's
right,
was open.
Right, we don't.
We went to five Mexican restaurants. We went to
Rexburg, Idaho. On
Sunday. Yeah, Rexburg. I know that. You can get denied in some place in a small town or whatever. So what y'all
you know, I started thinking. I think
went to Albertsons.
That's how we ate lunch.
At an Albertsons.
Yeah, and I ate cold.
At the grocery store.
Cold. He had cold.
Like call that general, general style chicken.
You couldn't find a microwave or anything?
No, I mean, I didn't realize it was going to be cold, I guess, and I got it all fixed up.
Oh, no.
I'm all out
we're
there.
We're, like, sitting in the car, and we, like, look
it's
at
like,
each other.
Ice
like,
cold.
Say why you're bored.
He's kind of sad.
I thought this was going to be hot. I was like, oh, that should be hot.
Yeah.
That cold glazed chicken cold.
It was not good.
Your sense of humor.
What'd you get?
Oh no, I got the wrong.
I did like turkey slices, nothing, an avocado, and like a broccoli salad.
Very nice.
It was good.
That's a good choice out of grocery store.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was grateful, and I got some raw, so I was like grateful they had like some organic stuff and some.
Yeah, that's good.
Nothing.
Some sun today, Brian?
I think I probably did.
You probably
not hurting
did.
Yet.
I definitely. How do I look?
Pretty. Have you ever seen the back of it?
I haven't. What is it?
I like the shot.
It's all.
Yeah, it's. We call it a quilted maple.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Because it, like, changes, you know, as you turn it up and down and sideways.
It does. That is gorgeous.
I love it.
Yeah, that's really
show.
Yeah.
Because you never see the back of the fridge.
Right, that's what I know. Like, yeah, you're right. Was it some design, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's,
even
yeah.
This burger is really rad right there.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Some fiddles are so elaborate too. Like Vassar always had
the
decorations.
That's what I was saying. The back of his is a whole city, yeah. Like in Italy or
something. Inlaid with like Germany. Mother of pearl and stuff.
And the heads.
Yeah.
And John Hartford had this other version of that, I think. And a friend of ours had the third one. Duffenburgers.
Duffenburgers. Yeah, something like that. But they, some of them, Nikki, have whole heads with like old bearded dudes and stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow.
They're all carved out.
Crazy, meticulous
work. That's how to shoot.
What were those guys doing?
Heavily worn.
To get in, like, when they were carving that stuff. Like,
oh, they were just into it.
But, like, they had to. Were they smoking weed yet?
Yeah, of course. I'm sure.
So?
Fiddle guys, of course.
I gotta get out of here.
I never met a fiddler that didn't.
But what, back in 1400s, what was their jam?
That's probably the only jam they had.
That was before.
Oh no, they probably had like heroin.
Yeah,
but you
absent.
Can really do
that's absent. It. That's probably it, their thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You know they were catching some kind of human nature.
Oh, for
I haven't
sure.
felt the vibe.
Sought after.
You know,
sure.
You usually feel the vibe. You be like, oh, sorry.
I'm totally going to burn.
No, you look okay.
Okay, good.
And you know what? Your hair is long right now, so you're
that's the normal way.
You're going to go that way.
I thought about getting it cut.
I did that a lot.
I'm glad I did it.
Like, yeah,
hope it gets
okay.
all dreaded.
Sorry.
Well,
I'd like to come in.
And then you can just shave them off.
Yeah.
Hey, while it's open, Trent.
And what are you drinking?
There's that tap living up on the top.
Put that on the bottom.
You get to party all the time, and all you do is like go and do whatever you want.
Did you get some? You did?
You take just like a tiny topper?
Yeah, it's just kind of becomes community stuff.
Wonderful, thank you. That camera is so cool. It like looks like a headlamp almost.
It is cool.
Mine's blue like that.
It's the world's first. It's the world's first waterproof.
Yeah, he's from.
Is
he's,
that
he's
true?
From California.
Can you put the whole lens and everything in there?
Not this lens, but the other lens it came with, the 200 lens, a little smaller than this. I could put it in a waterfall.
Wow.
Wow.
Cool.
Their ads show it with like.
Can I, like, hold it? You trust me to hold it? My dad always makes me do this.
Take a selfie.
Oh, I don't think I could spin that on myself. Can I take a picture?
Oh, yeah.
She knows what to do.
Whoa, rapid fire.
That one's gonna make me, that one's gonna make me famous there. And Jenny could. Yeah.
Who closes?
Yo, G-Grass.
Yo.
With his measuring cup.
Yeah, with my measuring cup. I gotta watch. I gotta watch my wine intake.
Prudent of you.
Very specific.
Connie, I only had 11 ounces.
3.2 a day.
I was just kidding. I was trying to appease Larry by taking a selfie. I tried.
It's complicated, but that's just
my arm was long enough.
Yes, they got stretching. You are the selfie, probably. All your friends want you to take the selfie.
Oh my god, I start noticing sometimes, like on my Instagram videos, I need a new angle. Because it's like,
go with the left hand or something.
That's something different sound.
Well, me too.
You know,
I'm the one taking everyone's picture, so I want
you know,
to be in a
lonesome moonlight waltz.
I'm always the same.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. Mellow,
yeah.
maybe?
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm all about it. Is what D minor?
Yeah, D minor. I used to play like the A part twice and then the B part once. Is that, or is it just want to do A, B? I don't remember how it goes.
And then go again.
And the B part's one.
Let's do it that way.
Yeah,
it gives us time to.
That it, 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 yeah.
It does. I'm born in Chicago. I'm from Illinois.
Might have to do that again sometime at midnight or something.
I've been wanting to do My Last Days on Earth.
Oh yeah,
for a long
sick
time.
Song. Yeah.
Like and work up a really freaked out version.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It could be really cool, man. You could redo the whole thing, make it freaky or whatever it is.
I love the production Monroe put on it. It was so creative for him, you know. Like he was really stretching.
I think Butcher Ivins hanging out with Butcher Ivins and Butcher.
So everybody's there.
Out.
Right.
Getting like trippy pictures.
Damn, Bill, you done got a contact.
That's probably what happened. You got a contact.
You know what you do?
Learn and see the architecture
and do the architecture.
And they're both in it. Yeah.
I like that one. Let me get my strap on this thing. So.
I know.
Everything. There's a million there. All the good ethnic people there. Thanks for everything.
Mine keeps changing because I'm sitting kind of in the sun.
Yeah, come in and get out of it if you can, man.
I wonder if I can move this cat's mic a little bit. Can we move this mic in a little bit?
Yeah.
Just so we can get a little closer if you don't mind. I didn't want to
get out of
move
it
without
no
asking you.
I think I'm thinking of something in the
right there's your punch.
We're running it off.
Thank you.
could just sit out here and play that probably all day by himself and not give a shit. You know?
You guys
kind of
educate me on playing. Like, I'm not in your world as much, and I'm so appreciative to learn.
Most of the stuff are old traditional fiddle and mandolin melodies. Like,
we need to play it later because it's called Lonesome Midnight Waltz. Yeah. And that's what Jeremy said right before we played. I was like, yeah, we do. We need to play that with a full moon, too.
Oh, yeah,
that'd be great.
It won't be bad to
it's spooky then. It's like pretty now. Then it's like nightly and sort of.
It won't be bad.
Like so then, you know.
But yeah, it's a lot of like standard shit. That's like. We've never played these songs together.
Yeah, but
we just know them.
Yeah.
Would it be like sacrilegious to try to sing a verse over like the
old
Midnight?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
He would, I think he would love that.
A little vocal.
I think he was so liberal. I think he would like.
No, heck no.
Someone like free.
You know,
like a freeform.
Yeah, he was so original. Like he would dig the hell out of that.
You know, everybody tries to put him in a box and like make him be like,
he was
like
the most,
bluegrass should be.
He was the most original guy. He invented the music. You know,
yeah.
It's like how
that guy was.
He would not complain.
No,
yeah.
How improvisational is that?
That's
so to invent
I think
a music.
That L carries
on
right now today.
Yeah.
You know, with all the bands he has, you know, the different genres that he likes and everything. Mm-hmm. Like he's
well, if you learn all that stuff,
see, I didn't even know that.
You can play all kinds of music because all that music is in there. All
man,
the fiddle tunes, all the notes and everything is in bluegrass music.
Yeah. Anything, any style.
Any style, any funk, any reggae, any jazz.
That's pretty badass, man.
I mean, jazz has no rules, where bluegrass has some rules, you know.
It's just pretty badass.
Pretty badass stuff. I like
beautiful.
It. I started that way.
Like so
yeah. Good for your chops.
Larry, I just love this so much because like your two favorite things, what I have learned, fishing and guitar.
Yeah.
And like, beer.
And picking.
And
it's like,
and
Jenny
Keel.
I'm lucky.
That should have been second, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I'm
next to fishing.
Well, it all starts with the individual, right? When he's happy, he makes her happy, and when she's happy.
Well, for
that's
me,
marriage, right?
For us, we built like a thing where we fished. We played music all over the place, but I've sang about fishing and talked about fishing and everything. And I've met people like Dustin, who was a fan, he said, for a long time. And now these people run their own companies and stuff. And like Eastern Idaho, right where we're going after this, it's a major like blue ribbon world trout fishery, you know. And we've been playing there for 20 years. And so we're to find this, we're like, wow, we're getting closer.
I mean,
we're getting closer to not playing inside any longer.
Yeah.
I just want to play outside my entire career.
That's awesome.
And
I love that.
And just be around like-minded people.
That's great.
And be around like-minded people, you know, because it's like. It's a small land.
Like
that. Thank you for doing this. I mean,
when
they said that, I was like, oh.
Are you kidding?
Obviously, you're a sporty gal. You know, you want to be out doing it.
I love, there's nothing that I like more than being in the middle of nowhere.
There you go.
And I was just like so delighted that I got to come, that it worked. I was supposed to do it last summer, and my life took a tailspin. The opportunity arose again, and it was too.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
Good. I'm glad you're here too.
Yay.
My cat will be about her that she would be game.
Your cat will be fine. My cat will too.
Can I tell the story?
Sure.
I mean, I respect her a lot because I like people that
big
do these podcasts.
Yeah.
Like,
big
just live their lives.
Without a
doubt. We were sitting around, I'll never forget, at the airport. And we were all looking at our phones. Me, her, and Andy. We were all looking at our phones. Yeah, like a month and a half at most.
Yeah.
We're all looking at our phones in the airport. We were like, oh, I can't wait to unplug, you know, and get away from this phone. And I was like, and I just was like, dude, it's like, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks. I was like, I'm going to be at the river. And I'm just going to be. I'm just gonna be chilling. And she just like said, what's the river? And I started telling her about it. She just goes, I want to go. And
like that?
Yeah, just like that.
And then he's all, I'll probably go. And I was like, you think so? He's like, yeah. And he gave me this
so
number.
Went for it, man.
And
awesome.
Dustin was like, do you want to do it? That was an email.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
simple. Straight forward.
I got it. And also, you know what it really was? The fact that we were at Target, so all I had to do was get in the car.
Oh, yeah,
was
perfect.
Yeah. I didn't have to, like, it couldn't have been easier.
Right.
Couldn't
have been easier.
I got it.
No.
How far was that drive?
It was like 5 hours. I didn't realize it was
flew by.
Not terrible.
But no, it was good.
We'll
just sit here and
so you have a rental car back.
Yeah. And then I do a show in San
Francisco.
I'm really kicking myself. I'm really kicking myself.
I'll save the tag.
Because I was going to stay there today, but I'm so bad at logistics. Honestly.
You kind of need help. Because you can get lost on this thing.
And my manager will be rebooked the flight.
It's only $150 ticket change, right?
$250 for United.
Oh,
and the change of fare. But I'm gonna see.
Entertaining.
I'm gonna see.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call you.
Okay. You're still thinking about it.
Oh yeah.
I love
that.
This one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Especially if we get like set together.
Well, you know.
I mean, not just like because. Does it.
Just because. Yes. We should. I mean, I've got. Yeah. I mean, if you decide you want to stay, there's plenty of room.
It's a wedding trip. Sorry.
No,
we have to play. We have,
I know. We have to play a wedding.
You have to play a wedding after this, and if I play weddings, I always play it at their reception.
What is it?
It's
Jitterbug Waltz. It's a jazz scholar tune. I mean, it's a jazz standard.
It's a great tune.
I'm afraid to hear it.
It's a fishing song, too, is why I play
well,
it. The jitterbug. Well, the dance is a jitterbug, but it's a, the
it's
jitterbug fishing lure is the ultimate. That's what all those cool
is
a part
of. Before it goes behind the hill.
Is there a drink called Jitterbug? There should be.
The grasshopper.
Yeah,
I know there's a grasshopper.
What's
the grasshopper? There's four of them at the beginning, and it's four of them at the end. It goes like this. It's in a D major 7, and it goes. And then it starts like this with four of them. There's the third one. And it goes to D major 7.
nice tune.
Huh?
Did I hear? Oh, Fats
Walker. So, it, like, yeah. when Jethro Burns did it on the mandolin, and the way that you do it when you're picking it, it's fun as hell. I go, and you go, and we all start like, row, row, row your boat. And it's weird how it works out. It all goes out. And it's like, it's real like rain and stuff.
That Waller didn't do it that way. That's a Jethro Burns.
It's
thing.
More Jethro Burns, yeah. He's cool, man. Freaky.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I haven't checked him out enough.
You need to.
I need to do some digging on that.
Watch him do like YouTube's because he'll walk up in one of these polyester suits in front of like 50 people and he'll go, "How you doing tonight? I guess you're here for the vacuum cleaner seminar." Well, no, I'm going to play mandolin for you. Here's a couple of mandolin tunes, and it'll fire off into one, and it's all stand-up comedy and mandolin playing. Such sarcasm.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's the coolest
thing. And I heard just bits and pieces, and it is sassy as hell.
He doesn't care.
He just had such attitude and character. Right?
That's awesome. So awesome. So that's a good wedding too.
Yeah.
Like at receptions, you know.
Yeah,
for sure.
We played that one and Limehouse Blues, all the chamber like things. And that works good for a lot of walking around drinking.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Fun for us to play.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
It keeps your chops up too, you know what I mean? You can eat that stuff if you don't play it sometimes.
I know you.
I forget a lot of it.
It's good.
Like Billy Strings, you know?
Yeah.
I run into him, and he knows all them fiddle tunes. Like, I used to know them all, too. And I know a bunch of them, but it's like, wow, damn, okay, I forgot that one. Okay. And just grilling it. You know, it's great stuff. Good stuff.
It's so good for your picking, too.
It is.
Oh, you mean you don't play the
bongos? It's funny if you play it like playing in the dusters, you know, all this time, like, and like being out of bluegrass country. I don't play those tunes very much anymore either.
Yeah.
Like, wow. You start to lose that.
Yeah.
I noticed on a couple of those, I was like, it's hard for me to play the melody on this.
Very cool, man.
For the guitar part. And what is it, chord charts or something?
That's a cool little guitar, Larry. I like that little
vibe. I've been liking it, you know? And play it this trip, you know?
I would love to.
I wish I could play a fiddle. I'd love to grab that thing and be able to play it, but I can't do it.
But I'm sure you, for your own satisfaction, I really do. Take this hammer or something, you know.
Yeah,
she's,
like
she's
something
trying to get her guitar thing going, getting off better comfortable.
No, I think she knows how to do that.
Well, you would think, but she just told me that's what her goal this year is to, you know, hear changes and stuff better.
Yeah.
Like bluegrass?
Sure.
Anything though?
Anything.
Anything
that's easy.
Okay. What's easy? What do you like?
That.
What's a good original that's easy?
Right.
Or something pretty, like a good sunny, pretty day song.
You know what we have?
Happy first and last day.
And I wanted to bring it up. We have the Rocky Grass Academy songbook from like 2000, dude, whatever. Oh my and found God. Out it was just
yeah,
in the back.
It's got
room.
All y'all songs.
We read a video of y'all. I totally, it says Falco.
I brought
Falco.
I swear I brought it. I didn't bring it here because I was ashamed. I looked in there last night and I was like,
but
I can't bring this. Oh,
yeah.
I should have
brought
it.
You should have brought it for me. Yeah. We were on the same brainway.
But I was like, I looked at it last night and I was like, no, I can't.
We got it from some backstage we played somewhere right after y'all had done that and y'all left it. Or it
It's
so perfect with all the words in there.
Everything, of course, are the words.
Rose of Old Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay, see?
Yeah.
And I know that was in there. But I totally thought that would come in there.
Dude, I should have brought
her dear old pal would be even more fun.
Exactly. So it's a lot of G. You know, you're okay if I say the chord.
Yeah, I just need the position. Yeah, just tell me the chord.
Then Rose of Old Kentucky's here.
Yep.
Yeah, great.
Because that's three chords. So you help out. I mean, let's not play it fast. Let's just play it like Monroe Street.
It's all about one thing first. Yeah,
you got charts? Damn.
Right in a chart in the sand.
Back to G.
There's a song there somewhere.
No, that's the wrong one, man. No, okay. That's the wrong song. That's Little Georgia Rose.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then do that. You do that one too, don't you?
Yeah, this one is like.
Oh, she's playing for me. Oh.
Thank you.
and dream. I see old Jean Grass in the gingham dress. He looks so sweet. And I'm all so Kentucky. And my darling won't you give me. See my rose for Kentucky. Watch the bloom as years go by. Let me down there.
I love that dude, man.
Yeah, it's old riding a horse, riding a mule.
Yeah.
You could ride a mule down there.
Yeah. I was just talking to Dustin about the mule. He was saying that there's the big mule, and then there's like the little mule. And the little mule, they train like dogs, so like they understand commands and stuff.
Cool.
And he said they take them hunting, and they'll take them down, and if, you know, they kill, they'll carve the animal up and put it on the little mules, and the little mules can go up on their knees. They can, like, do all kinds of crazy stuff just by whisking it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That horses can't.
Isn't that crazy?
Is that bullshit or is that true? I'm going to have to ask Dustin about that one.
I was like, can you just say that?
Not mules.
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds crazy.
Totally. I was like, can you just... Oh, and then he said that they get on the boats.
They're trainable, huh?
Yeah.
You
like,
can you just send me a video of that, please?
I would really like to see that.
Cool. Yeah. A government mule on a boat once.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
In the East, they do the solo.
Mule
up to a boat, like a barge.
Yeah.
And the mule drags the barge down.
The mule swims it down?
No, it walks on the shore and tows the barge.
Play some guitar if you want.
They used to do that all the time.
Come on, baby. We'll play something.
I've only done a drunken basement party down there. And then when they
you can do a drunken midnight parties with us, you know.
Yeah, it's like Dylan wants to go take a smoke break.
It's actually a free thing.
They want to keep playing. I'm like, okay.
And I just learned about this like a few years ago. I was in D.C.
And later on, I was kind of laying down on the floor.
Radio DJ who I know. Anybody wants to play guitar, too, to help themselves. You know.
Yeah.
So she took us to all these like field monuments and everything. And one of them was this river. They did that, and I read it many times later. Actually, all the rivers in these buildings. They have these things called tow lines. That they just hooked up to these wheels and like those.
So that would be hard because like how many riverbanks are that consistent that a mule can walk on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they had, like, a good path.
They did.
Well, at least what I saw. I don't know what it was like a hundred years ago. The world's so cool.
This is Stan, too.
Hey, I was going to say, in the morning time, let's get together. I'll show you some bluegrass, like, shit. You know, just like, you know the Nashville numbering system?
No.
I could teach that to you.
I need that.
It's really easy. And it will help you if you need that.
The 145.
Yeah.
I know. I need that. I've had it explained. This is my thing, you guys. Like, I've had it explained to me so many times. It's never like, it's still like, A.
It's
that's
one.
The one.
So what's two?
A sharp B. Okay.
Just do that.
Okay. So
don't
what's
worry
three?
About
no,
class,
don't worry about sharp and flats.
Minors and majors.
Okay.
So I mean, now, I don't know if this is a technical way, because, like, sometimes it's funny, because I'm a third player, so that's how I think about it, and I'll write a chart, and, like, Philadelphia and those guys that think more analytically, they look at it, and
they're, like, all circle of fifths.
They kind of laugh, because they know what I'm saying, but it's not what it actually is. But if you think about it like this, it would be the best way for guitar, and, like I said, you know, like, 80-85%
So let's just do that real quick.
So
A is
one.
B, C, D.
So
Oh my god, I'm totally gonna now.
Ding! Awesome. I love it.
Why did anybody just say it that simple before?
It's that, but you know, I don't.
You get into trouble.
I never like think about that. So if somebody says, well, it's 1, 4, 5. Well, I have to figure, I have to like do the math. I have to be like, we're in D, A, B, C, D is 1.
That's what I have to do too.
D, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That's what I need.
Because you gotta get, you gotta do like flashcards or something.
Exactly.
Get away from that. You need to be like, but the other thing is, do you have a capo?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you should, you know, use your capo if you have it with
you. Yeah.
So once you learn G, C, and D, that's your 1, 4, 5. G, C, and D. Put a capo on. You could do
anywhere.
That. Well, not all anywhere, but like at least G. You can play out of A. You can play out of B flat. You can play out of B. You can play out of C. You can play out of.
You're bordering D. Going out of my understanding, but yes, yes.
I mean,
yes.
Just because a guitar.
That's how. Like.
No. But like. No, but
yes.
I'll show you what that means. Like just moving that capo around, and if you learn what the notes are on your top string.
Yes.
That tells you what
key
you're in.
I actually in my journal have, you know what helps me is I have the piano written out. Because that's, I need to see the linear. Because I like forget. I know there's two that don't have sharps in between.
Yeah.
And
E and F and B and C.
Okay. I know.
I don't know why.
B and C and E and F. So like, it's like, bitch.
That helps you remember that. That's great.
B and C, E and F.
B and C and E and F.
I think I just got my acronyms.
That's it. And as long as you remember that's it, then you're good to go.
Relax.
Have a beverage, play some bocce ball.
But I'll show you some stuff.
They got bocce ball.
And it's got horseshoes.
You know the DC.
I'm all about bocce ball.
I know. My ear doesn't know it before I play.
You know,
I like bocce. I like horseshoes. I like
them. Yeah, but check this out. Can we just see if I'm crazy or not?
Well, it's going to be changing.
But no, that's like really.
You have a pink?
Yeah.
How do you turn it on?
And you got this.
Oh, great. Yeah, great. And play this guitar, y'all, whenever you want.
Thank you.
It's a sweet guitar, man.
Yeah,
I've been liking it. I mean, I had a really good one I liked, and I broke it. I broke the neck out of it.
Oh, no. What happened? How'd that happen?
Dead sober. Played a show. Was feeling pumped. I looked off to the side of the stage, and it was about 2.5-foot drop off. And I'm pretty coordinated.
Yeah.
And it was fresh mowed grass, and I was like, I'm out of here, and I'm just going to run off the stage and get that dumb idea, because when it mowed it, there was a divot, like, that you couldn't see because it was all level.
You slipped.
And I looked at it good, too, and I was like, I hit that divot, and I rolled it off, and it came up in the neck, and the guitar was in the hand. It was a good one, but I had it fixed. But this one's good. This is
okay, cool. So am I crazy or was that?
Yeah, you were way out of tune. You're not crazy, but that was way out of tune.
But why couldn't I?
Well,
tune.
You know what the deal is? I noticed your tuners are kind of loose.
They're so loose.
So what you have to do is, if you think about it, like when you tune this thing down,
yeah,
it's catching on this nut. This is called a nut.
Yeah.
So it's catching on this, and sometimes they put what they call graphite in that pencil, but color it with a pencil in that groove, and it helps it slide back and forth and make it graded a little bit. So
what's happening is your tuners are sticking. So when you undo your tuner to go tune it, it's not detuning it. So what you're going to have to do is go below the note, whatever the note is, and then tune it back up. That's how your guitar works.
Okay.
I can see it.
Thank you.
Because you, I just noticed, like,
it goes out so fast.
See that? Hear that? Yeah, it's because it's sticking in that nut right there. So you could actually...
You need some oil?
You need some graphite or something in there.
I bet they got something in one of these fishing boats.
I could use a pencil. I have a pencil with me.
You could take one of those cocktail weenies and wipe it around.
And I'd get bees.
Yeah, you'd have bees.
You would have bees. Yeah.
And now I'm kicking myself. I didn't bring the marbles. It's almost like you just have to play it by yourself. It's a thing though. It is pretty. It sounds cool.
Oh, it's great. It's a great guitar.
Minor, Jeremy.
Yeah, what's the next one?
I say it makes it sound good. Yeah. You gotta be a good backup musician.
So three.
This?
On the D string, which is this one. So put this.
Why one, am two, I the three. Way I am? You know.
So three.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go down there and catch that big fish for a minute. Gotta do it.
No, I'm sorry, on the D string. Yeah,
I think that's got it right there.
Then two. Same string.
Hi, Ann. I'm going down there, Ann.
The river?
Yeah.
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 Then one.
And when you hear a loud noise, that'll be me.
He's just like, I did this all week last week.
Oh, that's right. You were
I totally did this all week
I'm
last
so
week.
That'll be $25.
Yeah. You have kids.
you had people and kids that were just starting out, yeah. like fresh.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Really they were actually
they were a little ways along.
They were a little ways along. What are
y'all doing?
Good job. That was nice playing.
I'll be down there.
That's really cool. It's neat because it's different, so right? close to you. Like you can look at it.
Good picking, man.
Man, I'm dusting off cobwebs.
Like,
yeah.
Like
really
the vibration
good.
And stuff like yeah. that must kind of go through
that,
you.
Is that a
puka? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mandolin? No, I know Greg Boyd, who works with
I think
that guy
that's
a lot.
Where it came from
is it?
Originally.
Okay.
So a friend of mine bought it. And,
nice.
Check it out.
You mind?
No.
Check it out for a second. Oh, mind holding on? You can check that out.
No, you don't
want
to hear anything about it.
I like an A style too, man. I got an F. You don't like it?
It's good.
Tight grain on that, huh? It's got a nice sound. Yeah, dude. One piece back.
You know, I'm not so on the radius fretboard, man.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Seems like it gets a little too hard.
I know I'm kind of stubborn a little bit, I can tell. It's like it's a little... But you get used to one thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, man, I've been playing fucking Telecaster for about a year.
Oh, really?
Pretty much. And then like, Larry called me up and I'm like, yeah, man. Getting swapped out when we get back off this
like
trip.
It. You don't like it?
No, I've been hearing way better things about the K&K.
I heard a lot about the K&K.
And,
I have a Fishman on mine right now.
Do you like it?
I mean, it is something to plug it in and get it louder.
Yeah, I mean...
but I don't know much about it. You know?
They just... you know Thacker, right?
Yeah, right.
He was saying that they've got the new ones where it's like... It's kind of voice from the bass side instead of going out the treble side.
Oh, okay.
So that's supposedly better, but I think the K&K is going to be a little better, like, feedback.
Is it a stick-on, too?
Underneath, inside.
Inside.
Yeah, so it's got two that sit, like, kind of, like, right by the, right by each F-hole.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
You go down the river there.
We did something in Ohio.
There's my cat and I'm a fish. Just make sure you don't fall.
The first two, man. It's pretty damn loud.
Yeah.
He's got that damn
thing. These things probably feed back.
Yeah, it just becomes like a sail that catches all.
Yeah.
I mean, we're cutting all my fucking mids.
Exactly.
And I did just pick up one of those Joe Meeks.
Interesting.
Let's see where that
Well, I'm so new at my... That's my next thing, is I've, you know, I've been practicing my mando, I've got, you know, good mando, but I gotta get the sound out.
Yeah.
So I'm always asking what everybody uses. Man, that sounds good. It's a good sounding mando, dude.
It's cool, too, man. It's like a little creepy sounding, man.
I like it, man. I'm lucky to have it. It kind of was handed down to me, so.
Yeah.
Lucky things, but I have a bunch of other fiddles too. So this is what I keep going to.
How many do you own?
Huh?
How many do you own?
You know, I don't have a bunch. I only have like right now. I've had many, you know, different times, but I only have like. I guess four fiddles right now.
Four?
Yeah.
a five string and a couple other randos.
Do you ever play any of them besides this one on stage?
Only when I'm doing my solo show.
Not with the Dusters.
I used to do the five string, but I did it some not long ago actually.
Uh-huh.
I just keep getting tired of it, going back to this. I just like it, man.
It's great, sorry, man.
Collins, man, they play good things. It's rosin. I can't hardly stick to the strings out of it, it's so dry.
So that's actually like a resin, huh?
It's tree sap.
It's tree sap?
Yeah, it's like some kind of cured tree sap. That's like so. But if you don't have any of this on there, you can play a fiddle bow across the strings and it won't make a sound.
It just goes.
Yeah.
Really? So that's creating like the friction? Well, there's
if you look at it in a microscope, there's little barbs on these, it's hair.
On
so
the,
there's
on
little
the
barbs
strings
that stick
or on,
out. On the hair,
yeah.
And it sticks out. But if you don't put rosin, it just lays flat.
Oh,
so
okay.
So it won't do anything.
Huh.
But if you put rosin, it gets up
it
underneath
it. Gets up underneath
it,
him
and
holds
it up.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, weird, huh?
Yeah. Do you only have to apply it in one direction, or is it just rub it all over?
Yeah, if they, I don't know how they get it to go both directions, or if it has barbs both directions, or if they do one or hair one way and one the other.
Switch it back and forth or
I
something
don't,
like that.
I doubt they go that far with it.
Maybe the advanced bows. How often do you have to do that before each show?
It just depends on how dry it is.
Yeah.
It's really dry out there.
So it's just drying it up? Sucking it out.
Huh. And this is like a dark, and they have like a light that you can put on.
They have different flavors.
Put on a lighter.
Interesting.
Because it's way more humid and everything sticks.
Huh. So you have to keep both of them with you for wherever the hell you
I only take the dark.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I'm on the East Coast, it gets so humid that like I can't. My bow will actually not make a sound. Sometimes it's weird. On the outdoor gigs, man, when it's real humid, it gets bad.
Everything swells up, too.
Oh, I got my pen. Check this out. I just got a plane in the chest. Man, it's been fun. I've been wanting to learn the bagpipes for a while and see what it's done. Man, you gotta get those practice chants to learn.
Oh, is that what kind of gets into the bag?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
And then.
Wait, that thing goes in the backpack?
This is what you start with. This is what Tom Falco told me to get.
Huh. Yeah, it does look like the thing that sticks into the bag, huh?
And then, I've got my penny whistle too that I play sometimes.
Dude, Bear's gonna trip out if you pull that out and they can get some video of that.
But yeah, no.
We'll see how the week goes.
She was just this short of sending you a message asking you about that.
I wish she would have came. It's too bad she was busy.
It's so hard. I had to trade her. She's going to you guys' Halloween show.
Oh, really?
And I'm not.
Oh, it's the Hangtown? Or
no, the Denver.
Denver. Oh, right. Denver, right.
And I might be sending her to New Year's by herself, too. I'm not sure.
I was at their New Year's show last year.
Nice.
In Baltimore.
That's right. Baltimore.
So you guys are playing Hardly Strictly Bluegrass in a month.
Yeah. That's right. Is that... 2 months.
No, next month. September.
Is it really?
September 1st or something like that.
No,
September 30th.
No.
Into October 1st.
It's
right the weekend before Festi.
Right.
I think the changes are kind of faster in this one, though.
Guitar really doesn't stay in tune very well at all. G-Grass got it shaped up enough, but the tuners are real loose.
Really?
Been sitting on the porch this morning, just a strumming in a smoking green. Thinking about the highs and lows between now and when I was 18. I was safe at the garden gate, but you're bound to get bit by a snake. Guess you don't know love without a little heartache. Got a job at a hired hand, helping hoe all the produce in. But the dirt went dust and the crops dried out. If you don't get to market, there's no payout. Guess you don't raise the rain until you had a drought. How can you know good until you know bad? How can you be happy when I'm sad?
We've got to charge each other up.
Okay, all right. Yes. You're doing it. You are. Thank you.
Nikki should definitely be inside, boo.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to get me. I would have done it, but I had a conflicting schedule.
Same here. Thursday night at 1:45 a.m. I know. And I was like, I'm not getting there till Friday.
This stress actually...
It's perfect.
Oh, yeah. You get some side boob.
A little bit. Hopefully not too much.
I'm good for a moment.
And with that, where's the wine?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty. Somebody needs to open one.
Actually, I can do that.
I think the bottle that I put in there, it's not a screw off. So
okay.
You want these?
Yeah, I will. Do you want to check this?
Yep. I do. Can I set this in your case while I do
that's
that?
That's exactly what I was going to do. Red Mama.
Thank you. There is a corkscrew on top of that.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah. I'm half Italian, girl.
Are you?
I know how to open
that. I was thinking that.
Oh, yeah.
What's your maiden name?
Fraoli.
Fraoli? How do you spell that?
Fraioli.
Fraoli.
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 It was like so many vowels. I was just like, A-I-O.
Yeah.
A-O. And I remember the first time I saw aioli.
Yeah.
On a menu, I was like, these are my people.
Yeah. You didn't grow up with it like around aioli, was it party all?
I grew up in the Bay Area. My parents moved in 69 from New York to California.
Oh, hippie.
So I'm first generation California.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And there are not very many Italians in California.
Really?
Nope.
Is that right?
Nope.
Hmm.
I don't hardly. Well, my dad joined an Italian men's club. So we were still like kind of in touch with the community, but like the only girl whose dad was also in the Italian men's club was one girl in my high school, Maria Filoski, and that was it. And she and I weren't really friends, but we were like,
You're Italian. Your mom's Italian too?
No, she's Jewish.
Oh, all right. Great combo.
Oh, double guilt.
Double the guilt. Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Turn your tuner off just to save the battery. Vital out here. How do you turn the tuner off? Or did it turn off?
You want
it
on?
Well, no, I was turning it off because I didn't want to waste it. It was still on. But how do
you this on and then same one.
What are you pressing?
Just that little.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Obvious that is.
I know. Where's your glass?
This is cool sounding. You need to play like some Spanish music.
I know! Where is your cup?
I've got to go get it. No, you're good.
Sure?
It's in the, four away.
Okay, all right. Four away.
We had a lot of...
We had a lot of.
I'll cover my knee.
That's right.
Yeah, that was my sort of intro. But it was also,
how are you doing?
So I was like, ow! You know, he grabbed me!
Those sweats look cozy.
They're nice.
I'm kind of jealous of your camp alba right now. What are those, like, is that like a mascot?
Somebody's mascot. I don't know who from.
I wonder if, because like, it's like Camp Lindo Cougars. That's like their colors, and there are cougars, and there's a C.
It's like CA, somebody.
Yeah, somebody that's like something academy. Camp Lindo.
I think I picked them up from the thrift store.
They're rad.
Somebody else's high school pants.
Totally.
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
Nothing around the Bay Area that I can name.
Right, well, like Campo would be my guess, but there would be no A.
There's like it'd be, M-A, it'd be an Menlo H. Menlo Atherton.
Right? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Carmel Academy?
Carmel Academy, maybe. I don't know. They would maybe have a lion. I bought it because it had the little lion on it.
Yeah.
I dig it. I love how lightweight.
It's super light.
It's like skinny. Like the depth of it is really
about
skinny.
That's
kind of like orchestra model. Like I have a Martin that's real skinny too. Orchestra model.
Right. Larry's into this. His Collings is thinner than most, you know.
Yeah, you should play that thing when you want. It's
I
cool.
will.
You
should.
It's okay. Nice. It's fun to play.
It's easy.
You should do the old, like,
what's
the 101 guitar song that we like?
The Woodpecker song.
The Woodpecker song.
Sure. I'll probably be mobile.
Or the Malaguena or something.
Proper,
you know the Malaguena, Larry?
Do you mind if I play it with
a
kid?
Oh, that sounds pretty.
Do you mind if I play it with a
kid? Please do.
Because I know some people are like, hell no, don't play mine.
Oh, really?
No,
I didn't know.
Are you kidding?
I went ahead and was playing it.
I am not particular.
Because it's better sound than like with the fingers, you know.
But it projects much more with the pick.
You probably sing that.
Yeah. Oh, I am like obsessed with him.
You should sing that.
That
Screwed, you know.
Oh, I love that song.
Are you
God, you could become. You are obsessed, you know.
No. Hey, Jenny, hit that G string on that guitar and see what's
going on. Well, you know, I
think
that's. Well, you and Jared check tunings together.
But I didn't tune to
I don't think any one of us are in tune together.
That's the river.
Nikki tuned to her tune.
That's actually the river.
Sure, yeah.
We played...
This one sounds in tune. But...
Yeah, Nikki tuned hers to the tune.
On the river, you play all
but
the songs in river key.
So. Yeah, I can do that.
I'm not good.
It sounds right, doesn't it? I mean, it's perfectly in tune.
Larry's ears
probably
more accurate.
You, we could play, I don't know, it's like, it's a good, what do you think? What's a good song to, I like to hear almost good. I like an E chord, sounds good, G sounds good.
You know that, you ever, did you listen to the Keel Brothers CDs? Did you ever have them? Larry and Gary.
Okay. Now I'll play you a real song.
Appropriate.
Well, yeah. Nikki, would you like one?
You know,
that's
I'm
probably
just
good.
Half shot.
I'm a half shot.
Does anybody want to do Red Solo Cup?
Well, you should hold on to that solo cup because
no,
it's yours,
honestly,
really.
Yeah.
Bless you.
I'll do one.
Okay.
That would be a bummer.
You get yours, so then I'll have it with you. Let's y'all get out of here. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Salud. Salud.
I know. I ain't gonna leave you out.
Cheers.
I wouldn't leave you out after that.
After the hand delivery?
Ooh. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. To the river.
To the river.
To the river.
That's a good reaction to a shot. When you do a...
Ah. Get the spot.
What's a good river?
And you're reminding me to go get my Helen.
Yes, we you want that before it gets dark.
Totally.
Because then you'll have to go pee and it's dark.
Totally.
And you won't
be able
to see.
Totally.
Are you gonna play
No, it's not like.
Let me get the bass
anyway. Get a bass. It's for like how about that? That way I look at it, I can't see it now. It's sort of got a travel thing in it. It's got a boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
We went over this.
Yeah, I think we played this.
Yeah, we played this a few times. It's new. It's just something. Jenny helped me write it. It's sort of weird and cool and fun. Feels
got that,
feels right, her right now.
Whatever it's called, like melodramatic. Totally different.
Yeah, it's sort of like Sinatra with a highball. Walking around singing carnival at a carnival.
Oh, this description.
One, two. All the times we spent.
heartbeats are so weak.
You made that guitar sound good.
Oh, this is sweet, man.
I never heard it played before.
Was, oh, I have. I did.
That's
super cool.
That's gentle. Genteel.
It's pretty soft.
It's very, no. Oh. I mean, unless you want yours back. It needs to
you
be
play
played.
Another?
Yeah.
We're Jeremy
guys. This could be a high scraper, guys.
We're Jeremy guys. That's the way they say it in Virginia. Jeremy.
Jeremy.
We're Jeremy guys.
Jeremy.
We're Jeremy.
Good tone.
I mean,
I got a buddy that plays it. You know it. You know it.
But he does.
Oh, also next to you.
Yeah.
You should play it.
You should play it on this even better.
And it's got that sound, you know.
Wasn't there just like a huge thing at the Brazil? The writer's family was really PO'd because they played it and just like a
what? Did it end up Olympics? Really?
Really?
It was a whole thing.
Oh no.
No, it's not cool. It's
yeah,
music.
He totally banged on that whole movement, but he brought it to the forefront. What do you say?
I know.
There he goes.
Keys right on it.
There you had at least the.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I can play it in some keys. That's probably the right key.
Yeah, stay on the one for a second while we get the hang of it.
I don't know where you want to do with that.
That's fine.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. When she passes, each one she passes goes by. When she walks just like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes by.
Oh, I guess we're here.
Yes, he will give us all gladly.
That's awesome, Nikki.
That's awesome.
That was kind of funny. It's sweet.
It's like riding a horse, you know.
Well,
why would you
ever
go?
I know it goes, but I can't play it. I've never played it.
It sounds pretty. I'm so excited to just hear that this guitar is potential, because
it's cool. It's got cool mojo.
I haven't heard anybody play it.
It's a good rhythmic guitar too. It's like, it sounds so good.
Which is kind of all I can really
talk about. You accent what you did, you know, and plugged in. I mean, you can get that in there out of that real good.
I gotta just play that.
Me too.
Yeah, you just got a lot of ears on me.
It's not a good thing.
Yes, it is. For guitar playing, it is. For guitar playing, it surely is.
You don't worry about that.
You're
doing just fine with guitar and everything. It's beautiful. Play another, like, accented song with that thing. It sounds so good, you know?
It does, man.
It's like a sunset guitar, you know?
Like
that wild west. It's got a wild west feel to it.
Let's do it.
Oh, west. Keith's going to play bass on that.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, get me drunk on the bass.
Well, that's easy.
Okay.
That's easy. What do you want? What's your poison?
You're getting drunk over here. He's going to play bass.
I'm all right.
We've all got your back.
Yeah. We jumped on that. What's the one you did? Is it the Alamo?
No, I don't know. I haven't played any of that stuff in so long. My dad used to play it. He'd sit around.
He knew all the
old country songs, and he'd play all that Marty Robbins stuff.
I love that song you were just saying.
He'd play, you know, I don't know, Webb Pierce and Lucky Brazil, all that old country stuff.
That would go good on that guitar.
It's got a western feel, man. Can I tune it?
Please. Drop me.
Drop D's, I got it.
Yeah, it makes it fun.
Yeah. See, they're real loose.
Yeah, it's real quick and
smooth. It's not very accurate.
Let's play that Pana piece.
Is that on one of the Keel Brothers?
Yeah, my brother and I recorded it.
You wrote it.
It's based on a movie about, like, the wilderness, actually.
Well, it's a Broadway musical.
It's called Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
It's an old movie about settlers.
And it was a musical, and it was Howard Keel and all these cats.
That's just pure coincidence.
And they were all backwoods rednecks, you know. And then each one of them met a certain girl and all this. And it was basically music written out to dance themes of country life and cutting the wood.
And loggers.
And loggers. But like a long time ago, in the early
1800s. I need a piece of paper and a pen to write all this stuff down.
Keith's getting it. You can write it down after he puts
okay.
it in.
Okay.
They got
seven,
software
seven
for that.
For seven brides.
Yeah.
It's a cool freaky movie.
The music had a definite influence.
Cool.
Growing up.
Soundtracks are powerful.
Yeah. I grew up with a lot of that.
Me too.
Broadway stuff.
like a... Y'all should have been dancing.
I know.
Yeah.
Do it again.
I got one of my number one fans always says that. Do it again, do it again, do it again.
Because honestly, a song like that is meant to be done again.
Do it again.
I'm going to play something about that. It's a wonderful piece. Wonderful. I like the thinness of it, too.
I like how you play it.
Light.
Yeah, so super light. Nice.
It does kind of need like...
needs like a high lonesome.
Oh, God. The mega singer.
Neil Diamond?
No, the other one is
all
the yodeling.
He's,
you know.
Slim Whitman?
Slim Whitman, yeah.
No, I don't want to go there.
Please don't.
Please, let's write something. Which is cool, actually.
It's like your next event.
Exactly.
Thanks for indulging me in that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Do you have your shot glass?
Yeah, Jeremy's over here, too.
I like that one.
I'll sit over there and try to play it.
Oh, no. I should go get my head there.
That's good.
What's that? We have just made it up. Cool. I like it, too. It's nice. Like...
It's
a cute little cover
you
have there
in my hat.
Yeah, like
it's a red solo cup.
Yeah, that's not
too. We gotta get a Sharpie.
You gotta put your number on it because we got one more number to remember.
I want like my best friend to be one holding more my hand.
I would just imagine your number that you already have.
Oh, I wish my best girlfriend was almost came. She would have fallen in love with you guys. She almost came. She's going on a road trip for 6 weeks. The day I get home, she leaves. She's in Mill Valley. Yeah. She's in Mill Valley, and
Well, we grew up in the same town. Of course, life's pretty nice.
No, bourbon's pretty, like,
strong. Oh, there you go.
That damn child, he gets me every time. Yeah, watch out for him.
Yeah, man.
Okay, all the things in my pocket is my cape over there.
Is that cool if I move down?
That's wherever you need it, man.
Y'all see a capo anywhere?
I saw it on that seat earlier, but that's not, it was no longer there.
Is it on any of those other seats? Is it on your chair?
Oh, it might be.
No.
No.
Is it on your case?
No.
I was sitting near there.
I did move my case.
Shit. Can we play in G?
Play in G. I've got an extra capo. Somewhere.
I do somewhere.
Is it yours, Larry? That silver one?
That gold one.
Gold, I mean, yeah.
Is that okay there for yourself?
That's good.
Okay.
I'm going to come back
there. There's a capo in here, but that's not yours.
What color is that?
It's a Kaiser one.
Jenny was playing it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I got a pick.
Yeah, it's gold.
You'll probably see it first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
That's what usually happens. Come in here a little closer so I can hear you. Then I ain't gonna play all loud. Maybe.
Unless you get riled up.
I might be getting riled up.
Get riled up.
Oh, Larry's missing his
case. Which one do you like? What are you feeling?
Let's see. You want to pick another one?
Let's pick one if you want.
Bluesy one?
Yeah, you got a bluesy one. Oh, what was that? Dixie Hoedown?
Yeah.
I like that.
Wanna do that one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see a rock and roll bass star back there.
Let me move over.
Keith's not doing it.
Sure picked a good
one. Damn, Keith. I'm waiting on it. I got a set list right out for you.
Oh, you're good. There's one right here. Thanks.
Born to be wild to start with. That guitar neck is sounds good on stuff like it.
Oh, you're gonna do that one, huh?
No, just that guitar sounds good with that type of stuff, you know. Neck is. We'll do that another time. I can't even see the fret markers on my own guitar. Hers are all different, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
all short.
Completely all. I could set it over here.
Get in here where we can hear you, because that thing's quiet.
Kick them cases out of the way.
Yeah, kick them on the guitar cases.
The bass will probably sound good. No, it'll probably sound pretty good.
What do we got here?
Keel
River.
Keel
Grass River.
A lot of good kindling. Too bad there's a fire band.
Okay, who wants to float down the river on the guitar cases tomorrow? I think it could be done. If I could swim, I might try it. What's a good one? Besides In the Pines, we gotta save that one until we mean it. We gotta save that one until we really mean it. We're scared.
Everybody's gotta sing along with that one. Like, everyone.
Yeah, we're not ready for that yet.
Make other campsites here.
Especially the.
Yeah. It's coming.
Okay. Day one, right?
Yeah. That's a good thought, though.
How about
Can we go to A?
Sure.
I got your capo.
I launched an investigation on that a while ago.
It was just sort of vaguely sitting somewhere and get lost.
All right.
Dig a hole in the meadow?
I like that one.
Yeah, Darling Cora.
Does anybody who wants to sing tenor to
y'all.
You can probably you don't sing tenor, do you?
I might get on that one maybe. Let's see.
Just don't hold back
your body. Well, the last time I saw Donna Corey, she was standing by the bank to see. Before wrapped around her and a bender on her knee. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow. Hole in the cold, cold ground. Yeah. Dig a hole in the meadow. Gonna lay down the cold
the harmonica. That was a perfect place for a harmonica solo. That was a perfect place for it.
I
want
to sing a song with you.
Yeah.
original.
Really?
You gotta figure something out.
Oh, man.
I really enjoy that too.
I like it too, but I might be.
That's the thing, is like nobody knows it.
That's okay. We'll
do it. You just like a little
tricky. You could just do it like acapella with your fiddle, and then they could pitch in if they.
Yeah, if we get it.
Do you want to play guitar on it? Play my guitar.
I don't know if I could. I got my guitar, I guess, but...
I mean, you can play this one. It's easy if you want to play it. If it's very original.
Sorry, but you felt like that. Never mind.
Well, let me think about it, because I'm not sure if I can play the guitar part.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Get more than what?
A little time on the riverbank. Okay.
So, Dustin will
a little time on the riverbank.
Yeah. We'll session it tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Which you're going to say.
You're going to say.
You're going to bone up on the word there.
Well, surely we'll the chorus. Some.
We've got some.
We could do, I know y'all are sick of the Grateful Dead. But
No.
Okay, well.
Not never.
I guess, right.
What you got?
Great. Well, how about we do a little deal?
A deal?
Yeah, an A.
An A?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yes, it is
fun. Right. Somebody said I didn't see one time I met her. So, I like A better, yeah. So, how are we gonna go?
Yeah, so I can kick it, like, we could do it. You like to do it, like, the halftime style?
Yeah, sure.
Do you play on it, maybe? Guitar?
I'll just sing it.
Listen, the show you don't even know.
was jammy. That was really jammy.
Can't hear when you're turned away. I can hear.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing? Yeah. I can hear myself.
It just got downloaded to something. What was it, Keith?
I can't believe how temperate it is right now. It's just like, I feel like I'm in a womb.
I'm in Bangkok.
There, you sing something, man.
What's a good one, Ange? That's a good dark. Dark sort of getting dark. I'm trying to feel it. Yeah, maybe it is dark. Good dark too. I have to do it in D. We're pretty high song. It's called Culpepper Woodchuck.
Culpepper
Woodchuck. I'm just kidding.
There you go.
Settle down, Trevor. It's early.
Damn it. I want that song.
It's coming.
Oh, Lord.
Nope. It's coming.
This is a Dillard's tune. Cool. Written by Mitch Jane. It's about moving away from everybody and not hearing anything. Rooster crow early in the day. I heard his axe beyond the hill. Now I'm bound away. Some men love the city life, some men crave the town. I'll be bound for the lonesome woods where I can settle down. Fiddle and the bow and the firelight's glow, hear that lonesome sound. Leave behind my trouble, oh mine, blow the whole world round. The red squirrel leaves when the gray squirrel comes. Eagle nest alone. A thousand miles from a wagon trail is where I'll build my home. Fiddle in the bow when the firelight's glow. Hear that lonesome sound. I'll leave behind my trouble, oh my. Go the whole world round. Rooster crow early in the day. I heard his axe beyond the hill. Now I'm gone away. Something loves the city. mind. I'm in crazy town. I'll be bound for the lonesome woods where I can settle down. Fiddle in the bowl and the firelight's glow. Hear that lonesome sound. I'll leave behind my troubled old mind. Go the whole world round. That's from the Ozarks. Whole world round. Okay, that's your sobriety test for the night. Whole world round.
Is there another verse? Seems like it's a third verse.
No.
Well, when in doubt, repeat the verse.
Right. Yeah.
It should be longer, though.
They wrote short songs and they went to Hollywood and got on the Andy Griffith show.
Yeah, they were on
it. And they got famous.
The cool thing about all these old songs is like, if you want to add another one,
Mm-hmm. Well, we write songs a lot of times just so we don't have to sing the same old ones that everybody's singing all the time. It's like, I love them songs, but it's like, man, let's write something else that's...
Or similar, yeah, true. But you know? Add another verse.
That's kind of fun and easy, fun exercise. It'd be funny to have everybody write a verse to that song, you know, because it's easy enough.
Especially on this trip.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Write one verse to that song on this trip.
Oh, everybody.
It'd be funny.
A little assignment.
Yeah. Everyone's got your homework.
Yep. Add a verse to Whole World Round.
We might have to play it one more time so they get the...
Thank you. We'll bring it back another night. How about that? Let sleeping dogs lie on now. How about that? You know. Yeah, that built up some pretty good ones there.
That was a nice.
We'll bring that one back another night. That's a good one. To be continued.
It's nice. It's like, you know, sandwich a bunch of other songs in between.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
That's good, baby.
Oh, I'm starting to see stars.
Here they come. There's a bunch of songs and stars. I mean, there's a lot of songs. We got stars.
Who hates the moon? Whoa, interesting. Very interesting.
Well, it's going to get later rising over the week, so there'll be more stars before it comes out.
I think I'm going to go rise the tide.
Later in the week. And also,
I still want to go.
I do not hate
AG Grass, can you figure out how to not have the green light on? It's brand new, I just got it. Don't
light
yourself.
You need a light.
You need a light to work the light.
You need a light to see the light.
Message there. It's like it goes.
Oh God! You said don't find myself.
You should be able
totally
to.
Just
you should be able to hold it down to change it from the modes.
I do. Yeah. It's, you go once one, you it's dim, two is bright, and green. How do you get it off green?
Yeah, I know.
Nope. Hit it again.
I obviously don't know how here.
Green is good. Green is good to use at night, like in the middle of the night.
I know, but I don't know how to turn it all the way off.
It doesn't fuck up your night vision.
Yeah, I like red.
No, but Brian, here, check it out.
Oh, you mean it stays like that? Yeah, like that's on right now.
It to be totally off. Sorry, you guys.
I just killed myself like twice.
Now, but now you're not crazy or something.
Right.
It's really weird. That is strange. Is it glowing? It's like, glowing. It's glowing because you can find it in the dark.
I
wish I had that 5 minutes ago. It was looking for mine.
It was worth the extra $5.
As long as you put it underneath something, you try and go to sleep. It'll drive you crazy.
Well, if the idea is that it goes off.
It's almost like a light, huh?
All right.
Oh, look at that. Someone brought some bling with them.
Ain't about the bling.
Is that you guys?
Yeah.
God, the drop D is nice. That's just so powerful.
You know what the good thing to do is take and push him with your thumb. A little bit right on the sound hole, not too hard, but it'll stretch that string out a little, and it'll tune it for you. It'll help sort of when you're tuning. If it goes sharp or whatever, you know. I do that a lot on different guitars. People look at me like, you're gonna break it. I was like, no, dude, it's a string.
I would like to, I think it'd be cool to have open tuning. I think I might enjoy that. Yeah. I feel like I should just
maybe like drop B for sure.
Yeah.
You know those hats in Hawaii that have all the big, you know, they'll put like, I don't know, like ocean or love or pink or whatever on this hat.
Yeah.
And mine's gonna be drop D. Yeah, I'm trying to get him to make me a cool one, you know. No one will get it, the guitar players, you know, but.
Yeah, no.
It's cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't reach further than that.
Strings and pegs and woods all stretching.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming back.
But I don't know when.
Yeah, we need to play some rap.
poor Jeremy.
Here, Brian. It's like, what do you want? Here, smoking this thing by myself, yeah.
It's so refreshing.
I'll just sit on the edge here.
Have you tried the coconut one?
Yeah.
Do you like it? I hear it. That's what people are saying. Have you had it?
No.
No. I'm a little afraid to try. It's okay. Again, it's like a sweetener. She's coconut.
Sing one of them good songs. No, we don't need to sing that.
I like coconut water too. Or the baby coconut where you put it on.
I brought six coconut waters.
There's six coconut waters somewhere that I brought.
Really?
Once they recycle their way in, you're welcome to have some.
Oh, that sounds good. You got it in tune.
No, we could do, well, I don't want to break out all my good ones in one day.
Yeah, I know, right?
How about
do you want to do your Haggy song that you did? Because we could always do that again.
Haggy song.
I should be holding you tonight.
Yeah, we could do that one.
Yeah.
You think I just hear it right?
Yeah.
You, could you do what, do you sing it?
No, you sing it, I'll sing like a harmony.
It's a drinking song.
Yeah, we could do that.
This is a drinking song.
Every
song
is a drinking song.
To an agent.
Is that a joint?
Oh, that's a cigarette.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. I could just double you too.
Or I could just play with my percussion. I could get my bone. I almost brought. I should have brought a shaker.
Yeah,
that
right.
That would have been fun.
That would have been cool.
But you know what? I think that I can make stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I found a bone today. And actually, Jenny was like, keep it. You can use it for percussion.
I've seen a couple bones over there.
I saw a skull on the riverbank today. Yeah. I was like, man, I want to go get that skull. Then I was like, that's not very cool. I should probably leave it.
You want to play this? You gonna get rock and roll country on it?
I don't really know the guitar. See, I'm very
play
like,
all kinds of stuff on guitar.
I know, but it's weird how like sometimes I know them on guitar and sometimes I know them on fiddle. It's weird. I don't know why. I don't know why I can't like do the two different.
It's like banjo songs.
Right.
I'm learning banjo. Man, banjo. Banjo is not easy.
Yeah, it's like I think there's a few tunes I love on the guitar and
play it like
that. Yeah, sometimes if you add a little electricity, it can sound like something.
You don't pick on this?
Well, it's nice and quiet.
Yeah. Bug. I got a bug going.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's
already 10.
10:05. That means it's almost my bedtime.
It's crazy that there's still ambient light, too.
Yeah. I know, it's just getting dark at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. I feel like I might have slept like 2 hours. I get anxious because I gotta get up early or something. And, I don't know.
That's the
yeah. Or, yeah. Or been right on to see.
You guys have to get up early ever on the road.
All the time, dude.
It's the worst. Everybody's cranky as hell.
Everybody's cranky as hell.
It's a long day.
Oh, man. That's my job in the day.
Next week.
Waking everybody up, getting going.
Yeah.
I'm an early riser, so. Even if I stay, I can stay up and party all night long till like 3, 4.
Yeah.
And I'll go to bed. I'm still up by at least 9.
Yeah.
Ouch. So.
Oh my gosh, do you remember that one time? I was like, I just started touring with the Dusters, and they didn't really know my schedule yet. And at first, I was like waking up at, you know, 9 or 10, getting my coffee. Whatever, I wasn't drinking, I was standing real straight because I had to sing other people's songs, and I was just like really on my, I was clean, living clean. And then I started to, I think like a day off or something came, and I got real drunk on whiskey, and I slept until like 3 p.m. the next day, and Katrina, their tour manager, was terrified. Everybody thought I was left.
At some place.
At some place. They didn't know my pattern yet. And it's like 3 or 4 p.m. Katrina like nudges me in the puke. And then I got up and she was like, oh my god, thank god you're okay. We didn't know where you've been all day. And I was like, I know, I go rogue. I have like a rogue weird catch up sleep where I sleep for like 15 hours.
You can only do that at home. Maybe do that.
I can do it on the bus if I got earplugs.
Dude, the bus is like some kind of
like,
time warp cave.
Is it the vibration of it kind of?
It's partially that because there's always a noise, and so that you can't hear anybody doing anything.
You can't see anything. It's like you're
so
in a
you don't hear the other people shuffling around.
They can be messing around in their place, and most of the time you can't hear.
God, you have earplugs in. Yeah, right, because of the generator or the motor.
Huh.
But it,
and it's
smell
really
stuff.
Dark.
You can
smell stuff.
Yes, you can.
Like farts and stuff? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Everybody knows what everybody's had for dinner.
Oh, my God. A couple weeks ago,
do you have your own little
I was on the worst tour bus. That is the worst.
You don't have a little thing you can slide open?
So bad,
nope.
Yeah.
They gotta fucking put a little slider
they really
in there.
Really do. How nice would it be if you could wake up
to
a window?
If you could open a window?
I would never leave.
Yeah, I would either.
I mean, then you could at least also look out that window if you woke up in the morning and you wanted to just roll over and space out for a bit.
It'd be amazing, because sometimes the it's stopped and you don't know if you're like at a stoplight or if you're at like a Walmart.
Next to a building somewhere parked or something.
There.
That's actually the only time I'm ever able to
sleep. Sounds horrible.
Is when you're like stopped.
In a bus.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you know, like, once you get out, you're just going to be as cramped anyway, so you might as well stay in there and just sleep.
Get it all.
Yeah. I like it. One thing that I would really like, and actually I'm going to do this with the Gramblers, because we got a bus for our September tour. Aaron's too big, so he got to be
Oh, really?
And I was like, okay, well, that's going to kind of suck to not be able to jump bumps.
Right.
And I was like, but...
Oh, you mean, like, move the thing down to have bigger bumps?
Yeah. Like, he can't fit.
It's pretty nice, though, to be strapped around.
It's really nice. It's a short enough tour. Like, I don't need to have my luggage on the bus at all.
Yeah.
Jump bumps are, like, nice, but it's nice to have, like, one Easter bump. But we were doing, like, one jump bump for every 2 bandmates, and that's, like, super indulgent. Like, you don't need that.
Jump bump.
Jump bump.
So, I'm looking forward to just, like, maybe having a condo. Being able to sit up in bed, be nice.
You could, yeah,
that's true.
I've never done
more space, huh?
Mm-hmm. I've never been in a band that small.
No. But, like, did you notice on Ryan's bus, though?
Yeah, that was real nice.
Yeah, so you can sit up.
They call them condos.
Yeah, they're condos huge. If you can set up. They're coffins if you can't.
If you can't.
And the bottom ones are really like coffins.
They really are, yeah.
Because you're down by the floor, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's for some reason just like 2 or 3 inches less than the middle.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You think it's a little shorter?
Yeah. The middle is my favorite. The middle bunk's my favorite.
There's pipes and shit. I'd have to run behind it at that point or something.
I can't see
anything.
And it can get really cold down there, too. Or
really hot. It's
nice. It's temperature sensitive.
But I kind of like it for some reason, like how it rides.
The bottom, yeah.
I can sleep
too.
Tim's
on there, too. I like the middle. I hate the top.
You guys have the same bunk always?
Yeah.
Everybody's got the same left, middle, or whatever.
And people get religious about that shit.
Yeah. You know, once you're in, you're in. Yeah.
That's kind of cool, actually. Is everybody happy with the position, though?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm probably the least happiest, but there's 5 guys, and there's only 4 middle bunks, so where are you going to be?
So where are you?
But I'm on the bottom, and actually, I've been riding buses for a long time, so... And I've driven with them and all that, so I feel like the best is at the bottom when you're riding at night. It's like the least bumpiest.
If you're way up high, you move more with it. As
you're way up high, you're swaying.
You're scared to death that you're going to fall out, too. Because anytime you turn the corner...
It's a little easier for you to crawl out of that thing and go to the bathroom.
Well, that's the truth. Okay. The top, I've never stayed on the top. I don't intend to.
You have to step on other people's bones to get out.
You know what I really don't like is when they got the TVs in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it takes up a whole other 3 inches.
Right.
You guys have 12 bucks?
Sure. Is this yours?
Yeah.
It's not?
And then I have a little
whose is that?
Bit of snacks, not mine. Like peanuts and stuff. Should we not put that in the tent?
Yours?
Nope.
Oh, it's Larry's.
Is it Larry's?
Yep, he said he was going to stick it on
anything we can see the items. Let's put them in there.
I think I'm in Larry's seat.
No, there are. I don't think there's any.
I'm surrounded by microphones. I'm being recorded.
So tell a joke.
I don't know, because like every time
or do a bird call.
Yeah. Well, here, I could tell you one that you already know.
Okay.
No, I.
You know what's funny about safety?
Nothing.
I love reoccurring themes like that. That's awesome.
That's all I got. It's the only one I can remember.
That was good, and I actually remember the punchline.
Do you know the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
Violin burns longer. Or, no, what?
The player.
A violin has strings, and a fiddle has strings.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Is it really just
the way you play?
Just how, and it's
style.
Kind of set up too, like, and the type of instrument like that you go for when you're playing that kind of music, uh-huh. But there's no actual physical difference
right.
On
right. Cool.
And we go to New York, our fiddle player goes to the subways and plays Bach at the tips.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the only instrument that has a dual
hand?
Like
that? Fiddle, violin? Yeah.
You want to hear it then once you're cool. Like, your style, your interpretation of it is so powerful. It changes the name of the instrument.
Yeah, it is. It's like...
I would say what you do is both.
I've got my good.
Well, I've done a lot of classical in my time.
Yeah, sure.
But it's kind of amazing how long the bow instruments have been around. Like I went to the in Phoenix. I don't know if you've been to Phoenix. There's a international music instrument museum, and it's the biggest.
Really?
It's the biggest around.
You gotta tell Mulligan this.
It's awesome. He knows about it. I'm sure he knows about it.
Yeah, he probably does.
I mean, it's a huge deal, and I went there and took a big tour. It takes like, you know, it takes all day, and we had like 4 hours, and we didn't even get through it. And it's awesome.
Damn.
And it shows basically all the kinds of instruments all over the world, and every culture, every kind of music. And they have videotapes playing that have like people in their traditional
sitar
doing whatever, and... And they got the instruments on display, and you know, you can check them all out and everything.
You can pick them up?
Incredible. I was surprised that they didn't have that, but I think they have somewhere there that you can, but I just didn't get into that. So.
But you can imagine if you
while I was there, there was a Stradivarius exhibit, actually, like a Stradivarius violin, that's like a real $1 million violin.
What does that word mean, Stradivarius?
It's a guy's name.
Oh.
Yeah. He is a guy that...
1700 or 1500
Yeah, 17
long times ago.
Built fiddles, and he's like world. He's like the guy, the best guy, and now his fiddles are like
his 300 or 400 year old fiddles.
So tell us about this fiddle you have right now. I mean, what is this story?
This one's just the one I had all my whole life growing up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got this one. Well, my dad got it. I tell this story. Some of these guys already know this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
My dad. But basically. He was growing up, he had this little rat dog, and it was getting old and sick, and my grandparents got tired of having it around because it was going down. So they decided to, like, take it and put it to sleep. They knew it had to be done, so...
You mean like a Jack Russell or something?
Yeah, so they decided, the best thing to do was to do it while he was at school.
Oh!
Yeah, and then to make up for it, they bought him a guitar instead. And so,
that's cool.
You know, he was pissed, of course, and he never forgave that in a way.
How old is he?
So he was only like 13, so he promised, like, he promised himself he'd play his guitar every day, so that's how he got into music. Well, so he was like around 13, 14, into music, and the neighborhood kind of knew. Well, down the street was this elderly couple, and the woman played violin in the symphony there in California. And she ended up getting some kind of cancer and passed away. And the old man couldn't, like, have it. He was just, like, tired of having it around. It's, like, hurt his feelings to have it around. So he walked down the street one day and handed it to my dad. Just, like, gave it to him. And so my dad, he never played it. And he handed it to him. He goes, you know what to do with this, you know. He never played it. He just kind of kept it. So then when I was born, they taught me how to play, and it was always around in a corner in the case until I was big enough to play it.
And you were 3
Yeah.
When you were big enough to play it.
Wow.
No, I was like 11
When you were 3
When I was big enough to play it, but I started when I was 1 So I had to play. I had to play little tiny fiddles when I was 3 Yeah, like this. Little tiny cute fiddles.
I want to see a picture.